Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm fake drunk Debbie.
Oh my God.
Fank.
And bark. Welcome.
He's really,
to the show.
Is real drunk Jack, though.
No, actually, it's not real drunk Jack. It's real tired Jack.
It's the same, right? Being drunk and tired is about the same.
It is. I heard when Colleen said it's 2 hours, I go, 2 hours?
I know.
Come on.
Survivor, but with a almost 3-year-old whose Easter candy I may or may not be sitting here eating right now.
All right, well,
only because Jay opened it and ate it first.
Okay, well, we can hear it on the mic, so if you can refrain from snacking, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Remember, you be the survivor that sat out the reward.
Yeah, exactly. Can you be a Thai or Culpepper, please.
And being new to the winner's edit, can we say today that Brad Culpepper probably didn't get a winner's edit today?
Why would you think that? He got a strategic confessional. They're still keeping him in the game.
Yeah, but it was 2 hours, and it was like...
Well, I think there's a lot going on.
Game Changer Debbie. You had Ceri doing Ceri things. That was just incredible. Like, how do you not show how Ceri works her magic like that? Like,
that was awesome.
Zeke making the same mistake he did last time.
Zeke.
I'm like, Zeke,
you have the emotional backbone and support of like your tribe, and you're gonna go and turn against them? That was dumb.
That's where Varner should have gone, not the whole, you know, personal stuff. He should have said, you know, Zeke has a history of not being loyal to the people he's with.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say. It only took an episode.
But instead, he'll be, you know, unfortunately, or for, I mean, he's earned it. One of the greatest villains in the show. Yeah. But yeah, Ceri, like, everybody says, like, Ceri's so awesome. And I've never seen, like, her big... I've seen Heroes vs. Villains, which she was out pretty quick on that one. But I loved her gameplay. If this is her magic, then it's... You know, I get why people love her.
She was able to get the ice cream dude to give away his immunity idol.
But I didn't see that season, so I haven't... But just the way that she handled saving Michaela, and one, just the scene between her and Michaela, that was really awesome. And then the way she pulled it all off was fantastic.
Didn't she vote for Michaela?
She did, but that's how deep...
So it's like, I voted what we're supposed to do. She turned it on Zeke. She just has that very honest. She's lying to you, but has that very honest face.
She doesn't show her hand like with that entire move.
Yeah,
she covered her tracks perfectly.
Yeah, she gave her entire strategy away. Well, not strategy. But she like gave some of the secret ingredients in that wonderful scene with Michaela that I just want to watch again and again and again. If I ever go on Survivor, I'm just gonna watch that scene because it was just so good.
Well, because she taught Michaela to be calm. Because you know Michaela was ready to burst out of seams. What do you mean my name's coming up?
Well, it was cool to see because you saw even Haley like wanted to kind of instigate Michaela. And
right.
It didn't work.
And like, you know, Ceri just like walked off the ledge and kind of took her over under her wing. And it was really neat to see.
Ceri winner edit today.
She looked good. She looked good. If it wasn't for Zeke, you know, already ready to like flip the table on her.
And at least we saw her.
And that too.
But which is also nerve wracking. Does that mean we're gonna get a Zeke Ceri showdown? And does that mean Ceri is gonna lose or Zeke is gonna lose?
Well, I think gunning for Andrea is really the Andrea and Zeke showdown because she is not too happy. Excited to talk about this 2-hour episode. Yeah. It's the merge. A lot of stuff starts to go down the merge and sets up where the season's going to go from here. So excited to talk about that. But before we get into our recap, I want to thank the people that make our show possible, the patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have over 150 patrons bringing nearly $1,020 a month. Our next goal is 1,200. $150 a month. At that point, we'll be doing a special quiz off between all of the different podcasters on the Jay and Jack Network. And it is the Jay and Jack Network is growing and growing. We have a new Star Wars podcast, Owen and Baru's Barbecue, which just did their first episode dissecting the new Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer, which is up on the We feed. And I believe they have their own feed now. Is that right, Colleen?
They do, and I'm actually just searching to see if it was approved in the store.
Okay, well, at the very least on our Wii feed, and then also The Leftovers is back, and we have added the wonderful Mike Bloom to our Leftovers podcast.
Oops, sorry.
And if you subscribe to our Leftovers feed, it's the episode should be downloading to it. Even though it's not showing up on the iTunes page yet, but that might just be a little bit of a lag right there. But that was a lot of fun to talk about the latest episode of Leftovers with Mike Bloom. As if you love Mike Bloom, you get even more Mike Bloom with Jeremiah Panhorst with Fargo with Jeremiah and Mike. They'll be covering the latest season of Fargo, which I believe is starting this week. Tonight.
I record. I'm going to watch this season. I skipped season two for some reason. Love season one.
Not a Kirsten Dunst fan.
It had nothing to do with that. I just forgot to record it and fell behind. Said, I'll watch it on Netflix or Hulu, then forgot about it.
Fair enough.
So a lot of new podcasts. And, of course, some of the ones that have been going on all along, like Married Man and The Broadcast. And don't worry, I was on Married Man this week, so it was under 7 hours.
Captain Fun was back. So,
so a little bit easier to digest this week's episode. All right. Without any further ado, Colleen, why don't we let this recap get taken
yes,
away?
Yes, and I do want to add that Owen and Baru's Barbecue is searchable in iTunes. So and, if you want to just subscribe to that link, you can do that.
Well, if you want to see a page with all of our podcasts, jayandjack.com/iTunes takes you to our exclusive iTunes page with all of our different podcasts that you can subscribe to today.
I don't know if that one has been added yet because we need to email them to get it specially added, and I have to email them to add.
What are we paying you for, Colleen, if it's not already ready to go? This is unacceptable.
I should just fire me. I'll have so much extra time.
The last two Merry Men, I had to set up the show.
Well, you never told me when you were recording.
I know, I forgot.
Yeah, see, what are we paying you for? You know, your one job is to be like, person, set this up.
Well, it's actually pretty easy, so.
Yeah, it's really easy. All right, anyway, yeah, let's get into this recap here, because nobody cares. All right, we had a 2-hour episode. There's a new sheriff in town. We start off New Coup Day 19. Sarah's talking to Ty. This is the fallout from the last tribal council. And she says, you know, even though I don't forgive Varner yet, it's fine that if you do. I guess they're talking about Ty's comforting Varner a little bit. And Ty says, you know, I just wanted to provide a little comfort for him. And then Sarah reiterates again how she came from a conservative background. Zeke's the first transgendered person she knows, and she loves him. And she tells Zeke that she doesn't know him or see him as anybody but Zeke. Zeke then, you know, is talking to everybody. He says that he just wanted to, you know, calm it down because he doesn't like people yelling and crying. But he was touched how everybody responded. Ozzy says, let's move past this. And Zeke says, hey, it's brought us all closer. We head over to day 19. I'm sorry, it's still day 19. We head over to the what everybody assumes is a merge because there's a merge feast, but there is something else that's on a table. Jeff tells everyone they have one last decision to make. Somebody from each tribe has to volunteer to not take part in the merge feast. If they don't volunteer, then all they get is some crackers and iced tea.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of iced tea.
Me neither. Unless if it's a Long Island iced tea.
So I would have volunteered.
Which I really don't like either.
Even though you're hungry, I would have volunteered because eating all that stuff, I just would have been a mess for the couple
your
of days.
Stomach, dude. You would have been.
I could eat the bread and stuff like that, but if I started eating, I mean, eating the ham, it's going to dry your. Plus, it has the flies all over it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I don't blame you at all.
But eating ham, it dries, because Jay doesn't like ham.
Right? I don't like ham either, but I do like honeybee ham.
Not even so, honey-baked ham. No,
that's
thanks.
The only ham I like.
I don't get your anti-ham thing there, but it does dry out your mouth, so you're going to be thirsty the whole time. I got to skip the ham.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like ham.
All right. This is fascinating.
Yes, this is great. This is great podcasting,
well,
guys.
You had Brad.
We have strategic moves by Brad, and I think Ty's just being the generous, wonderful human being that he is.
Which won't get him any votes.
It won't. But Brad, his move here, winner's edit or doesn't really matter.
Well, I kind of feel like it could go either way because we have this confessional next. Okay, so yeah, Brad was like, I'll go because what would Monica do? Hashtag WWMD, which all I can think of is weapons of mass destruction. But we have this confessional from Zeke where he's saying that Brad's trying to fall on the sword and be a hero and a great provider because he wants to make up for that, you know, bad blood versus water image. So I don't know if that's foreshadowing that he actually succeeds in doing it or if people end up seeing right through it at the end. Like, he's not really fooling anybody. But I have a different take. Like, I don't think he was doing it to make up for his blood versus water image. I think he just kind of has, like, savage complex, which is, you know, got to be the hero.
Well, I think he thinks he's the leader.
I think he wants to win. Like, I don't even think he's – I think he's playing to win. Like I'm the leader. No, I think he's playing to win because he's not. And there's a lot of times where he hasn't put himself out. He's letting other people make the decisions or make them feel like they're making decisions. Like he's letting Sierra really feel like she's running the show when I think Brad's more background.
And she's a target too.
Exactly. So I don't think he's, you know, trying to be the leader or trying to make up for his blood versus water image. I think he's just trying to win.
How bad is it? You let people eat and right away they're negative. It's just, you know, you give up the food and he's just doing it to be, you know, to make up. Well, I think,
but
Zeke
it's Survivor. It's an all-star season. So like everybody's like,
I get it, but I don't even think it'd have to be an all-star season. I think anyone looks at something they do as a favor. Oh, they're just trying to get votes.
Isn't that what you would be thinking?
Oh yeah. Definitely be thinking.
<There you go.
laughs> Yeah,
sure. I thought it was a bad move for Brad. Cause I said, he's a bigger guy. He needs to have the, you know, the nutrients. He needs to be fueled up before he can do these challenges because he's going to be a target. But right now he's not.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it works out for him or not. Being that I think he's, you know, going to win, I think it works out. But anyway, I'm just going to matter-of-factly say this. So they officially merge. Sierra is ready to go in guns blazing and make a move. She's hoping to hold on to her legacy advantage until the final six. It's kind of funny because Sierra also got the "there's a new sheriff in town" title quote, and she wants to go in guns blazing. Well, she wants to go in guns blazing. So all I could think of in my head was she kind of reminded me of what's her name from Westworld, Evan Rachel Wood's character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lead.
Dolores.
I was going to say Dorothy, and I knew that was wrong.
Melba.
Yeah. But so Serene knows they're all having fun right now, but it's time to step up her game. Meanwhile, Brad and Ty are bonding on the beach. And it was kind of, to me, it seemed like Brad was alluding to a pregame alliance. Did anybody else kind of get that impression?
He did say he's met with him several times. They've had, you know, they've been together several times. So I was like,
Yeah, because he wouldn't have had like a Monica connection with him.
No. So Brad's been working the phones before he got on the island.
I don't know. I mean, that's very conspiracy, but it kind of sounds like it, right?
That was the impression I got.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go too far inside baseball on that, personally.
Dunt.
But what if we're right?
Then we're.
Why else would he say it?
Congratulations, you're right.
Why else would he say it?
I don't know.
They didn't play together, so.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah, let's move on.
I want to move on just because it's late, but if it wasn't 11 o'clock, I'd be like, let's keep talking about this. Anyway.
We have Captain No Fun here, though, remember.
That's very true. Debbie gets a bit tippy, seemingly. Tipsy.
Tippy?
Tippy.
She's giving tips to people that nobody really cares for.
Exactly. You know,
I was a professional tipper.
Exactly.
So here's your information.
I really miss the editors putting all of the jobs down next to her. I really do.
But to Debbie's credit, she did take Cochran's advice.
Yeah. She okay. Did? Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll
she
get to that.
She kissed and
we'll
made up with.
Yeah. She. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she does. Okay, but let's. That was after this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So she gets tipsy, supposedly, allegedly, grinds against Suri and Haley. She also moons Ty. And then she tells all of us in a confessional that she didn't drink at all. And she was just pretending to be drunk. I kind of feel like she was probably drunk.
I mean, no. You don't know. You don't know.
In the Air Force Reserves, we don't drink.
Exactly. She totally was drunk. I'm going to call it right now. How many times have I been drunk and like that? And then like, I'm
you
not
do
drunk.
It every time you're drunk. It's so annoying.
Exactly.
I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk right now.
Debbie said, I can't drink at any time I could be called into duty. Yep. So even making in the game duty. Of Survivor, if the nation calls, I have to go.
My one Survivor regret is that we will never see Debbie and Coach play together. Can you imagine them trying to outstory each other?
Oh, I know. Like, is Coach just done? He doesn't want to come back? He's been on three times, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's never going to do better than second place. So,
but it's been a while, so maybe he can come back.
He should have won that season, but whatever.
Yeah, I know. I like Sophie, but yeah, you're right. He
Sophie,
whatever.
Come on, that's almost as bad as Michelle winners at it.
But the problem is, Coach rubbed people the wrong way.
But did he really that season?
Well, he was rubbing me. He was rubbing.
Me he was rubbing way. You. Okay.
Wrong podcast, guys. Wrong podcast. That said, Debbie does apologize to Brad, speaking of Cochran, for yelling at him. Then they're sitting around and Zeke recaps what happened with Varner and comes out to the rest of the group as transgender. And this was a nice moment. Aubrey says she's very proud and impressed by Zeke.
Yeah.
This was a nice moment.
No, his response to this whole thing has been amazing. It's just a shame the gameplay after this just didn't work out. Or I mean, maybe it will, but to me, it seemed like a lot of bad news
just,
for him.
He just has to be, he can't stand someone else being in charge.
Yeah, and he's like, ugh.
And
he had it. He had
flaw,
so much.
Not anything else flaw.
No, it's just he has to be in charge. He wants to control his own fate, which I get it, but.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's better. Like, look at Suri. We didn't see her for the first 5-6 episodes. She was in trouble in the beginning. Flew under the radar. I guess that's why we didn't see her. And now the merge, and now she's making her moves. But she's doing it in a way that nobody knows she's doing it.
Except us.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. If we're going by the Richard Hatch School of Survivor, that's what he always says. Like,
right.
You know.
And Zeke should have learned from the last time. He's almost too smart.
Well, it's like when he said, I'd rather... go home swinging then, not make a big move. I'm just like, you could still make a big move, but now's not the right time when you have these people that are loyal to you.
And you have the numbers on your side.
Excuse me. Is that foreshadowing? Because I thought of that too when he said that. I was like, ooh, does that mean you're going down swinging, trying to take out Ozzy or somebody? Not Ozzy, like Suri or somebody, rather.
Possibly.
But I don't think he can take her down at this point.
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, at some point, somebody's going to catch one of Suri. Nobody's going to let her get to the end. She's not a Sandra.
We'll see. She's never won, so that's on her side, I think.
Possibly. But she's Suri. We got all those confessionals, the first two-hour episode of people talking about, Suri, be careful for her because she's awesome.
But we all forgot about her. She wasn't even there. I don't think.
Yeah,
she was,
but we forgot
she,
about
she's
her.
Like, she was like Nikki and Paolo. They weren't. She was gone and all of a sudden returned.
But we forgot about her because she didn't go to tribal until tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
So she was never on a team that they needed to show any of the dynamics, really.
I guess, but I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I hope I would have no problem if she won it.
No, me neither. Suri's the bomb. Diggity yo.
Diggity
no,
yo?
Nobody?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Diggity yo.
I'm a first year millennial, okay? The late you Gen Xers and later millennials just don't understand.
The
something
Deputy
that
Dog?
A early
is it
80s kid said. Culpepper, Ozzy, and Troyzan have
wait,
a little power.
I got to throw the challenge flag. No one ever said that.
The bomb diggity yo?
Yeah,
no
Carl,
that.
Just stop.
I don't know.
Just stop. You sound like an old mom right now. Just stop it.
You remember in my day, we said
Harry
diggity
did
bong,
diggity yo,
diggity yiggity yo, hey.
You've never sounded more like an out of touch soccer mom than this moment.
First of all, okay, I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
That's what the out of touch moms say.
Neither of you have seen Mean Girls, so you don't get that. But I guarantee you, there are a plethora of women out there who are laughing at that joke right now. Just saying.
They probably can't get past the diggity dog, or whatever you said.
Look, okay, all I know is in Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, yo.
All right, just stop. My day,
it was Neato, but I, you know.
Just stop.
I haven't referenced that on a podcast, I don't think.
Neato, isn't that the brand of our,
Our vacuum, a robot vacuum, yes.
Yes.
Is it really Neato?
It's a Neato.
Neato. That's groovy.
His name is Beep Bop Boop because his name was originally Alfred, and then Zachary was like, no, his name is Beep Bop Boop. And we were like, all right, and that's his name.
We see who runs the house there.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. He's almost three and he still drinks a bottle every morning. Let's not talk about who runs the house here. So anyway, Culpepper, and now we're getting all sorts of parent shame right now. People are shaking their heads at us.
I'm just the grandparent. Did it, Ozzy
and Neato. Culpepper, Ozzy, and Tarzan have a powwow. They want to target Michaela. Ozzy brings Zeke in, and Troy tells Ty, who tells Haley, while Brad tells Sierra, who tells Aubrey. And we have this little, like, you know, sequence of events here.
Everyone got told but Michaela.
Everybody got told but Michaela. I know. At that point, I was like, surely she has to know that it's her name. I mean, and, you know, this her body language kind of, you know, I figured she kind of knew. But anyway, Sarah and Sierra decide that they don't really want Michaela to stick around. Sierra tries talking to Zeke, and they agree they need to stick to the plan. And at this point, I was just like, there's a Keith reference. It's like 25 minutes into the first episode. Clearly, Michaela's not going home. No. They're not going to stick to this plan.
No.
Michaela comes over, asks Zeke, you know, what he's told people about her. He responds that he said that she's good in challenges, and they always know what she's thinking because she wears her emotions on her face. Zeke, Suri, and Andrea think that Michaela...
You forgot the awkward pause after that. It was like, there was like silence, and Zeke's like going, that's all I know.
I mean, I told you that I liked you, and you were the bomb diggity, yo.
Yeah. Taylor says, Michaela said, I've never heard of that.
Oh, well, she's a young millennial, right?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. No young millennials heard that. Zeke, Suri, and Andrea think Michaela could be a good number for them. Zeke knows that between the two groups, someone has to strike first. He says it's like the smiles before the bloodbath. We head to day 21.
Can we say Zeke at this point is playing a good game?
Yeah, like if he's part of his alliance, yes.
Yeah, he's smart. Okay, let's get the numbers on our side. I think it was Suri that first start got his.
It was all Suri's play.
Yeah,
but
at least Zeke was following along.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Agreed. So we go to day 21. It's Maku Maku is the name of the merged tribe, which I guess is Mana Mana.
And is that like the nicest tribe flag ever made? Like, who drew that one? That was fantastic looking.
It had to have been Ozzy because he was covered in paint.
It looked great.
And we saw Michaela sitting there, so she had to have done something. So yeah. I always like the merged tribe flags where everybody's name is like signed on. It's kind of like the coolest yearbook, right? I don't know. I think it's cool.
Weird.
What a nerd. Haley doesn't feel like there are a lot of people who are working with her at this point in the game. No one's talking to her except who came to her. Ty told her, but Ty tells everybody everything. So that's, I guess, you know, it doesn't count. But Haley doesn't feel like everyone's working with her. So she decides she wants to kind of work with Michaela to try to light a fire. She tells Michaela that she's heard her name. Michaela goes to Suri and tells her that she knows her name is coming up. Ciri in this awesome, awesome, awesome scene. And I loved it so much. Like, this is like my scene of the season, much like the Zeke Brett coming out scene last year was like the scene of the season. And maybe there'll be a better scene, but I love this so much, I can't even tell you. Ciri tells her that she's got to learn to control her emotions. When you put your guard up, you push people away. But in Survivor, you want to bring people in. She advises Michaela to be as regular as she possibly can. It's all about people's perceptions of you in the game. And it was just a great, great scene. So
can we say, yes, though, it was a good move by Haley to go get to see if Michaela would go nuclear on her. But then Michaela, though, went to Ciri, who calmed her down.
Yeah. I know.
So it was like, I don't know if it's just editing it or we didn't see something, but if that's how it worked out and played out, it was smart by Haley, but she got screwed over because she got talked off. Michaela got talked off the ledge because normally she would have gone ballistic, and people are like, look, I don't want to be around her.
Yep, and I think that Ciri outplayed Haley in this instance.
Well, the problem with Haley, she didn't know that she was playing against Ciri.
Yeah,
she thought she was just okay. I just got to get Michaela to go crazy here, and I'll be all right. But
yeah, I'd be like Aubrey. Like, I don't want to play against Ciri. I want to play with Ciri. And, you know, she's like a level 20 and I'm like a level 1. So, but then again, I have a terrible social game. If there was like a bar on the island, I could probably win because I could just, you know, get everybody drunk and like talk my way through it.
Not Debbie.
Oh, God. Yeah, if that was me on the island, I probably would have... I wouldn't have flashed anybody. But, yeah. Anyway, we go to the immunity challenge. It's a funky-looking immunity necklace.
I wasn't impressed with it.
The immunity necklace?
Yeah,
I don't know. I was just like, quoting Ozzy, who said it's funky-looking.
Yeah. Or was it... I thought Troyzan said it.
Oh, was it Troyzan?
I think Troyzan said it.
Sorry, I had an almost 3-year-old in my ear at that point.
It was the other guy with long hair, because I looked at him like going, because there was really no, oh, because usually it's kind of different looking. It's like, it almost looked like a fake immunity idol is what I was thinking. I go, really, this is the effort you guys put into it?
Yeah.
If the person's listening that put it together, it's fine. But I wasn't that impressed.
They blew their load on the awesome tribal council set, so they had to end up using the fake immunity idol kit that Debbie turned down.
That's what it had to be, because I go, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Andrea ended up winning, making her the first woman to win this challenge. It's a day 21 still.
That's a tough challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could last more than, if I lasted a minute in there, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. Zach talks during the whole thing, but whenever it comes to the challenges, he is like, he's silent. He's watching. He's like so enthralled. Even the boring ones where people are just hanging on to poles, he's like super into it. It's really funny.
He's competitive.
I guess. I don't know if he's competitive or he just really likes to watch drama. What do you think, Jay?
I think it's probably for a... nearly 3-year-old, the challenges are easier to understand than the nuances of social Darwinism.
That's very true.
Is that what you're calling him now, the nearly 3-year-old?
Yeah, he's almost 3, because I don't want to say 2.5, because we're 6 weeks out from 3.
Okay, is it only 6 weeks?
Yeah.
7 weeks, June 13th.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, it's kind of crazy. But I'm trying to groom him. I keep going like, Zachy, do you want to play Survivor someday? And he's like, I'll play Survivor with Mommy and Daddy. And I was like, oh, my God, I will blood versus water play with you, Zach. I will drop your father in a heartbeat.
But what if he picks his dad instead of you?
He won't. He loves me more. He doesn't love me more. He loves his daddy.
That'd be ugly during Christmas time, I
guess. No, that's all right. As long as one of them brought the $1 million home, I'd be fine with that.
Well, if Zach won the $1 million, he would be taking it for himself. So
that's true, yeah. But he would be, you know, paying for his college at that point.
Is Survivor going to be on in 15 more years?
At this point, I think Survivor is going to be on forever. It's like the cockroach of.
I mean, Jeff Probst just keep getting work done to his face, and
yeah,
he'll be fine.
He doesn't age because he was supposed to leave the show a while back, wasn't he?
Yeah, but once his talk show didn't do too well, I think he had to kind of reinvigorate himself into this Survivor world.
Yeah, true story. All right, so Sierra, fan favorite Sierra Dawn Thomas, feels like she is in control and loves it. She thinks that Haley has an idol, though, because Haley is playing completely differently than the last time that they played together. She wants to split the votes between Haley and Michaela. Sierra tells Ceree about this plan. They want Zeke to be the decoy vote. Ceree doesn't want the vote to be for Michaela. She wants to swing the votes to Haley. She talks to Zeke, citing concerns that the other side may want Haley to be on their team. Go ask Sierra, see what she says. So Zeke goes over to Sierra and says, you know, why not put the majority of the votes on Haley in case she has an idol? You can flush it out. And Sierra just kind of blows him off, and he and Debbie think that Zeke, you know, just wants to be in charge. So Ceree tells Michaela that she's working to save her life, but she really needs her to stick with the Zeke vote so no one knows that she's the one that switched up the vote. She's so awesome. Like, I can't. There's, like, nothing to talk about other than the words, she is awesome.
Is she wins? Is she the new queen?
No, Sandra's always the queen.
All right.
The queen stays the queen.
And the queen stays queen. Adios.
In fairness to Ceree, this was the first time she went to tribal this whole season so far, so. She's pulled Sandra a Sandra so far and not that, having
that,
to go to
that actually should be That actually could be the winner's edit.
That could be the winner's edit if it's a Sandra winning season. But Sandra went to every single tribal council, and it took her, what, six before she went?
I'm talking about Michelle. Wasn't it Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle. Like, she didn't even, like, go to tribal for, like, the first 27 days.
Okay, you guys are the worst. We go to tribal council. Ceree becomes the last person to light her torch. Andrea says the first couple of votes after the merge are huge. It's where the line is drawn. Debbie says, I'm not going to be shocked tonight. Haley feels uncomfortable, like some of them are in the dark and blindfolded and going to get shot. But she doesn't know, they don't know who it is. The talk then turns to idols and flushing one and blah, 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 blah. Ceree points out that the person who is suspected to have an idol may not even know it. Haley volunteers to shake out for everyone and prove she doesn't have one, but she's not going to do a strip search on her own accord, only if someone asks her. Aubrey says that's a sign of a good Survivor player. Haley says to take a target out. Somebody takes out somebody that's not necessary. I'm sorry. Haley says, take a target out. Don't take out somebody like me who's not necessarily a game changer. It ends up coming down, though, to six for Haley, four for Michaela, two for Zeke, and Haley becomes the first member of the jury. So what do we think about this?
I agreed with Haley. You have who won immunity? It was Andrea. You have Ozzy, no immunity. You have Culpepper, no immunity. You have Zeke, no immunity. You have Ceree, no immunity, and you take out Haley.
Right, because at this point, they were all jockeying for who has the better numbers.
Yeah, I get that, but I just, at that point, this game, they're game changers. It changes, as you see in the next episode, they're already flipping on each other already, you know, already. So I would have taken out one of the stronger players, especially Ozzy, because Ozzy can go on a run where he wins the challenges.
Right.
Anyway, well, that's what I agreed with Haley on that one.
Fair enough.
But I'll be honest, though, if I was there, I wouldn't rock the boat to save Haley.
Don't rock No.
Absolutely, completely agree. Would definitely not rock the boat for that. But I don't know. We head over to day. I did not see Haley going out this early to be like, ooh, hold on. Sorry.
Especially once they made.
Go ahead, Jack. Keep talking. Kelly,
once they part. Once they made the merge, I didn't think she'd be the first to go.
No, I didn't either. I figured for sure that we would have Haley, you know, she'd go pretty deep because she was quiet. She, you know, would kind of be like what Sierra Dawn Thomas was her first time around, where she made it to, you know, five or six is somebody's number. But yeah, I didn't see this coming at all. So this is she's been the first jury member twice now, right?
Oh, yeah. So she's good at being in the jury. So that's
she's good at losing the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. So there's that.
Playoffs?
hey, at least she's made it to the playoffs.
Exactly.
So let me go to day 22. Michaela's grateful to Ciri, who tells her, don't blow up my spot. Which is just so perfect because Ciri votes for Michaela. So really nobody knows that she is playing it. And I would love to be a fly on the wall to people who are like on this season who had no idea. I would love to see that. But anyway, yeah, so Michaela talks about how Ciri knows the dynamics of the tribes and how much she trusts her and has appreciation for what she's done, and especially relates to her like Black American woman to Black American woman. I thought that was just so great. And then we head over to Sierra Dawn Thomas, who says the next tribal council. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not Sierra. This is Ciri. Ciri says the next tribal council, I'm going to let the dragon loose and everything's going to be out in the open. Sierra, she thinks that Sierra is like the godfather who's controlling Brad, who is controlling Troyzan, and wants to get Sierra out. Which is funny because I'm pretty sure all of us who watch Sierra's first season are like, her?
Yeah, but she's a little cocky, though.
A little bit.
But, I mean, it was the good play if Zeke didn't ruin it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aubrey feels like she's in the middle of a big Italian family brawl, which I could relate to, being from a big Italian family. Not that I have any family brawls, but still, I can relate to the loudness.
Yeah, Andrea is
Andrea is dying to get out, to get Sierra or Brad out. She tells Zeke, and they know that they cannot trust Zebby. Zeke ponders, do you regret making a move too early or not making a move at all? He thinks that Ciri or Andrea are bigger strategic threats than Sierra. And doesn't want to get taken along.
He's right.
Well, is he right, though?
But Sierra's playing a good game, too. So why not just go with the devil you know versus the devil
you
know?
No, I agree. I wouldn't have.
Because Sierra went and like told on him immediately.
Yeah, he didn't have to make the move right now.
Yeah, true.
I agreed with what he was saying, but there's still 12 people left. You don't have to do it right now. There's still other targets out there.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because there are certain people who aren't. Well, I mean, Andrea is a physical threat, so I can see why you'd want to target her. But, like, I don't think Ciri is necessary.
She's a physical threat. She's nice. She's likable. So that hurts her. But Ciri is clever. So.
Right. I mean, everything. We forget that, as far as we know from the edit, everything that happened the first half of tonight's episode that Ciri orchestrated, nobody knows about.
Right.
So that's kind of awesome.
She's flying under the radar with making. Well, she'll have to convince. I made the moves.
Yeah. We head over to the reward challenge. It's Sarah, Culpepper, Ciri, Michaela, and Aubrey against Andrea, Ty, Ozzy, Troyzan, Debbie, and Zeke. Am I missing somebody? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Whatever. I am missing somebody. Okay. It comes down to the wire, but Team Andrea wins. So this was, they had to put a puzzle together at the very, very end. And
I thought they screwed up when
Andrea and Ty
forgot the fish.
Yes. But they managed to pull it back out. And I heard that, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just, you know, it was a good comeback by them. Back at camp, Ciri and Sierra are really disappointed in themselves for not pulling it out in the challenge. They kind of bond over how tough the game is. And
that was a nice emotional moment.
It was a nice emotional moment. Ciri says that not being able to get the reward
as a parent,
win the reward for them, yes, is like not being able to provide for your family. And she's wearing silver rosary beads around her neck, which I only noted because I have a pair that's very similar to those. I talked about them on a recent broadcast episode. Hashtag plug. Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag no, I really shameless. Did.
Shameless plug. I really did talk about them on a recent
episode. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, I did. I'm Catholic, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't.
No, and we're she, trained. It's like a magnet. Those things. Blessed Mother,
Didn't she say she, like, not feeding your family for 3 days? Is that what she said?
Yeah, because she was comparing it. Like, imagine, you know, your tribe hasn't eaten for 3 days, and it's up to you to bring them food home. And
as Cindy was playing something on her iPad, and I kept having to pause it. I go, I can't hear. anyway.
Yeah. So we go to the reward challenge that was sponsored by Marshalls, which you couldn't miss it.
Yeah. Kudos for Survivor. When's the last time they had like a sponsored thing?
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked.
I heard the one from, what was it, Chili's or whatever, a few seasons ago.
Oh, with the margaritas or something?
Yeah, and they had an outback.
The food arrived late, and it was cold. And
generally just overall disappointed.
Yeah. And in fact, some got so mad they walked out.
Oh, well, you know, that happens.
That's what happens when you go to a crappy chain restaurant, Jack.
That's very true.
Chili's, baby, back rib.
Went
to Outback tonight, had a very good meal.
Ooh, do you have a Bloomin' Onion?
I did not have the Bloomin' Onion. We had the coconut shrimp.
Ah, still delish. Yeah. Anyway, there's not much to say about the reward challenge other than Ty was streaking.
I mean, this is where really Zeke kind of started to overplay, right?
But it kind of makes me wonder the Ty streaking thing, if perhaps he had a little bit too much wine. But he said it was, you know, super fun. And Zeke overplays. He says that he spills the beans to Debbie about Andrea not wanting to tell her about plans. And Debbie, who is a chronic ridiculous person, doesn't believe him, really.
Well, she was right. Right? No. Andrea didn't want to tell her. You're right.
Yeah.
But
Hashtag game changer. Yeah. Hashtag game changer. We keep seeing all these, like, ridiculous things about Debbie. I'm glad that, you know, they are kind of trying to make her like a female coach, just ridiculous figure player.
Debbie wins this game.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Does she go to the finals, though? Right now, if you're Cerise, if she makes it to the finals, you bring Michaela and Debbie with you.
If she makes it to the finals, does she give part of her winnings to Cochran?
No.
Well, I mean, it currently could be argued that her little, you know, rendezvous with Cochran has put her on the path to possibly win.
Debbie is a closet billionaire, so maybe, maybe she does. I don't know. I don't see her giving. Why? No. he got paid to be on the show.
He did. So we go to the immunity challenge. It's the holding on to a pole thing, which I was disappointed that we didn't get more inappropriate Jeff Probst comments, but whatever. Ozzy's won it twice. He wants to win again.
If you want to eat, you'll all drop.
Right. Yeah.
Which I thought that was a little. I thought that was a little DB on that right there. I was like, really? Do you need to say that?
Well, we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't, being the food provider doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Like as he got his torch snuffed, I was like, nobody cares, man.
Yeah.
This isn't Survivor season 10.
Again, I keep pointing to Ty. Fed everybody. Didn't get a vote. So it doesn't matter.
Very true. Very true. Jonas at Survivor One World got voted out the merge.
But again, Ty had a pretty bitter jury. That was probably one of the bitterest of all the bitter juries.
It was a bitter jury, but they, you know, at least they were fed right. I mean, at least they got to eat. But Ozzy, when he said that, I go, Ozzy, you should listen to our podcast. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that you're feeding them.
I don't know. I'm pretty friggin' lazy. I might care about being fed, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, you care about being fed, but you care more about winning.
Right. It's just like you don't keep someone around because they're feeding you.
Oh, that's true. Well, I mean,
I would, but they don't. It's just...
Oh, yeah. So anyway, it comes down to Ozzy and Ty, and Ty wins. Yay.
Ty.
Hashtag dethroned. But Ty is so amazing that he's so gracious, rather, that he spends his, like, moment in the sun, like, tending to Ozzy, like, oh, you're the best. And then he says he can't believe Ozzy, the queen, the two-time champion. I mean, the king. And that was kind of awesome.
And Ozzy still had great, because even
oh, my God, even then, he had great hair.
No guy should have that great of hair when he's not even washing it. But I guess he did wash. Did he win the challenge? The reward challenge?
I guess I could go back up and look.
He was on the winning team.
He was on the winning team.
He was throwing a fit when they forgot the fish.
Yeah.
I feed you guys.
Back at camp, Sierra tells, Zeke tells Sierra that Ceri, Andrea, and Aubrey are throwing her name out. Sierra doesn't trust Zeke because she feels that he thinks that she's stupid. Sierra confronts Ceri, who
and
tells
you're a
Ozzie,
poopy head.
Andrea, yeah, you're a poopy head. And Andrea is real mad. Like, she is, like, real mad. She is, like,
yeah, she is,
you
ticked.
Know. She is like, pregnant lady, you forgot to bring home my black and white cookies, mad. So I feel her. Not that I'm pregnant now. I'm just saying I understand how she feels. So not that you ever forgot that, but I would be mad if you had.
Yeah, sorry, is this a specific story like that is from your past?
Is it Oreo cookies or what?
No, the black and white cookies are from Seinfeld.
Oh, the Seinfeld? Okay.
Or from New York City, a.k.a. the most amazing cookies in the history of cookies? You don't know what you're talking about.
I've had them. They're okay.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. You have no taste. They're the best cookies known to mankind. Yeah,
they're good cookies, but they're not like the best cookies. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I've had better cookies.
I don't even.
But
I don't
Jack,
even
this
know.
Jack, we just this is like her Jack in a Box tacos. I think.
Okay, I'll let her have it. But I was gonna go with the Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookie is probably.
I mean, they're actually very similar to the Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookies. But anyways, let's continue on here.
I don't know if I can continue after
Oh,
this.
Come on. Let's go.
Fine.
We'll have cookies after this. Cookies and milk.
You want a cookie?
And a pony? Ceri wants to change the target to Zeke. Ozzie wants to target Zeke to keep Ceri on his side. So, Sarah is on board, maybe.
She was upset. Wasn't she angry?
She was in the middle, but yeah. She gets to that. Like, at first she's on board, and then Debbie and Sierra contemplate what to do, and Debbie proposes Ozzie. Debbie tells Troyzan, you know, she's like, look, just go tell people. Like, I'm the queen. I'm the real queen. I'm the best. I'm the bomb diggity-o. Like, I just...
Okay, I could see Debbie saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if even Debbie would kind of go that low, but whatever.
Anyway...
If we didn't name the podcast titles after or if, you know, anything but the episode title.
It'd have to be this.
It'd have to be the Bomb Diggity-O.
You got to name the next broadcast that title.
Bomb Diggity-O. Okay, well, I'll try to make it happen.
Just bring it into conversation. And when the other two.
Yeah, and like, what the hell are you saying?
What the hell are you talking about? Just go with me on it. We all say it.
You know what? I have a little notebook. I'm going to write that in my notebook now to make sure I say the Bomb Diggity-O. Debbie tells Troyzan they're taking out Ozzie. That's it. She goes and tells everybody. She's like, hey, this is what we're doing. I am apparently the godfather.
I'm surprised they went on this. So, like, I'm surprised they went with this. Like, this.
Maybe they're, like, legit afraid of her.
Why?
No, I think it's the fact that it was the right move. Take out Ozzie.
I guess.
I thought it was the right because he's a threat in the challenges. I mean,
but he's beatable.
Who cares?
He's beatable, but the longer you keep him around.
Like, okay, but he makes it to the final three. Even like, who's going to vote for him? Who
exactly.
Cares?
Nobody's going to vote for him. He's just playing a physical game. He's not playing a strategic game. Yes, I get that everybody's he's going to take their spot away from him. But
no, he takes Debbie and Michaela. Who wins? Ozzie.
But what are the odds of
that? I think Michaela could win because you have Ceri, who's politicking for her on the other side, if they're still close by the end.
But Michaela, but she's also thinking, I got Michaela in my hip pocket. She's a vote for me. Or I take her final three with me. I beat her.
Well, that's
I think she's already thinking that. I don't think Michaela. I like Michaela, but I don't think she can win.
You never know.
True, because nobody respects her right now.
I don't
right
know
now, you don't
just,
even.
She just comes across as angry. So
yeah, I think it's. I think you're more just worried she's kind of that loose cannon, and you know, will she, you know, blow up a game plan
he's,
or something?
He's
like
blunt.
That.
She tell, and you know, when you're you know living with someone 20, and just some days I can't listen to it.
Yes, I get that all the time.
I understand.
I literally get that on a daily basis. Like whatever you want to do, honey. Not really. I wish I did, but I do get the loose cannon talk all the time. Anyways,
dibbity doo.
Debbie will use her double vote if she has to. Sarah's in the middle and she's weighing all of her options. We go to tribal council, and all I got out of this tribal council is Debbie was apparently in the Air Force Auxiliary.
Yes. Yes, Jeff.
You're in the Yeah, and Ozzy went home 7-4 to 1-1. Debbie uses her double vote, and she doesn't need to.
Exactly. So the tradition continues. It's a wasted vote.
You know what, though? I feel like I want the producers to keep using this trick until it works, because at some point it has to work, right?
Because even if Ozzy doesn't go home, Debbie's not hurt. What does she care if Zeke or Ozzy goes home? It doesn't matter. You don't waste your vote with.
No, she just wants the glory of being the game changer. That, but
you use it when there's like 5 or 6. Whenever you can use it, with the least amount of people in there, so the double vote matters more.
Yeah.
You don't use it with 12 people, Debbie, and she's got that smug look on her face. Like, yeah, she's the reason he probably went home, because she convinced. You know, 7 people to vote, 6 people to vote that way. But why were you using your vote? I go, no, Debbie, you don't need it. Even if he doesn't go home, you're still sending another strong player home. Oh, but
yes. Debbie. But I think Ozzy
didn't tell her that.
No. Although there was an amazing tweet on Twitter tonight that said Cochran, what was it? Cochran succeeded in voting out Ozzy twice or something like that. Like, Cochran was responsible for him going home twice. I laughed so hard at that. Like, I couldn't even talk when I was telling Jay. I was like, this is so funny.
I don't know. I just, sometimes these people get carried away with their.
They ego. Do. I mean, I guess she probably just got freaked out that she didn't have everybody on her side, which, you know, at that point, it's just like, really that important to you to lose Ozzy over Zeke that you're going to give up a vote that could actually matter at the end, you know?
It could be the difference between you going home and going into the final three.
Yes, like imagine how powerful that vote is at final five.
Even if they needed that vote, I'll say it right now, it was useless. She wasted it.
It was. She did waste it. She did. At least with Dan Foley, it was super entertaining, right? Like,
yeah.
Like he imploded so terribly. The Fishback one, that wasn't an extra vote. That just stole a vote, right?
It was still funny. Yeah.
Like this time, nobody got embarrassed or anything, or like totally misplayed it like grossly. So it was kind of like, oh, all right.
Her look was like on her face. I did it.
Yes, she had this look. And that's why I said to Jay midway through, I was like, Debbie looks so sure of herself. There's no way. I know.
Anyway.
But yeah, so that was that. any thoughts?
Debbie wasted her vote twice.
I heard that.
Yeah. No, I was perfectly fine with Ozzy going home. I like Ozzy, but
yeah, I mean it's kind of indifferent. I'm kind of bummed Zeke didn't reap what he sowed. Like I feel like Zeke should have went home this week gameplay.
He should have went home, but I like Zeke, and I was hoping he was playing such a great game. It's like
he wasn't really playing, and then once he started playing, I think he overplayed.
No, but he's been maneuvering the whole time through the game.
Eh. I mean, he's built good relationships, but like the actual when he actually starts wanting to play, like if he's not in control of the moves, like this is his tragic flaw.
Yeah, it drives him crazy. He can't do it.
And like if he wants to win the game, he has to be able to control the game, but not actually be in control. And that's like Jeremy or Kim. Like you have to let other people feel like they're in control. Let them make the decisions.
Cochran was
same thing. Yeah, make the people influence other people to make the decisions for you, so that you don't have the blood on your hands, but you're still the person that's influencing the moves.
Yeah, because now he's a huge target now.
You know, if Andrea's really wanted to go that way, just go with Andrea and then live to fight another day and try and still push the way you want to go. At least she's loyal to you. Why are you going to burn the bridge of the person that's loyal to you?
It kind of makes me wonder if next week is going to be a a Zeke versus Andrea week.
She's ticked. I mean, you saw her writing.
They're not even friends anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you saw her writing the thing. Like, she was ticked.
She was super ticked.
And he didn't.
She was
vote.
Like,
he
hell has no fury ticked.
He didn't vote for her. It got her up. He just went against her.
Yeah.
No, and I love Cherie's estering vote. Cherie's estering vote. Like
But was it a waste? Like if she wanted to keep her alliance strong, which Ozzy was at least on her alliance, like should she have not wasted a vote, so to speak?
I will miss Ozzy's long-winded answers when it just one word would do it.
Really? Because Debbie, oh my God. How many times tonight did Debbie answer something in words longer than I would answer something in, where even I was just like, edit yourself, just two sentences, that's it, or one. All you have to say is, you know, yes, Zeke is untrustworthy. Like, it was, oh my God.
Oh,
but,
man.
Yeah, let's hear what the listeners had to say. Yeah. I was bummed. I will say I was bummed to lose Ozzy because I like Ozzy.
Is this Ozzy's last time playing?
I don't know. I mean, I think after three times, everybody says, you know, this is your last time playing. They're all last time playing, but everybody always comes back.
But do we need to see Ozzy again? Like,
no, it's four times and he hasn't won. I just think, you know, he's, like he said, he's a good player, but is he an exciting player? No. We don't need him anymore.
Yeah. Well,
I'm done with Ozzy.
We'll see what happens. But he has set a record of making the merge four times, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah, I think he's the only one to make the merge four times.
But does he offer?
Him and Sari are what the only ones that ever played four times. So.
But does he offer anything where you're like going, yeah, I got to see him again? Other than the hair.
Well, the hair is enough, Jack.
Okay.
Then you get, anyway, we have a couple emails. Okay. The first one is from Mandy. Dan, Steven, and Ty all failed to play the extra vote correctly. Debbie played her advantage and got her target out. Do we give the kudos to Debbie or to Cochran? Will Survivor finally do away with the advantage of an extra vote, or does
but
it...
But again, she didn't even need the extra vote.
No.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I disagree with Mandy.
Because her vote was the deciding vote, so to speak, but she didn't need the extra one to make it happen.
Yeah.
He was out by two votes. So
he's already dead. You didn't need to stab him again.
Okay. Do I need to keep reading this email or should I just stop?
Oh, there's still more. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Will Survivor finally do away with the advantage of an extra vote? You cut me off in the middle of a sentence.
Didn't we hear that part already?
I think she said that already.
Will Survivor finally do away with the advantage of an extra vote, or does it being played correctly make them want to put more advantages in the game, like it was done with the hidden immunity idol?
You said that already a few times now, Colleen.
Okay, you guys are the worst.
I say we keep it in the game, but somebody's got to use it the right way.
But if it's not used right, or it hasn't been
in the game, I want to see what everybody has to do. With it, somebody. It's been entertaining up until tonight. Like, it was just, you know, whatever. What was Ty? When did Ty play it?
I forgot Ty did that.
I did too,
that's
actually.
What I'm saying. It's just like, eh. Eh.
It's between her, Dan, but this one, I don't know. We've already talked about it.
I mean, honestly, this I think is a disadvantage to Debbie because it showed that she voted for Ozzy, and you know she voted for Ozzy. So now her gameplay is exposed to everybody else because she had the unique parchment. She showed it to everybody, which was dumb. And then now they know that she voted for Debbie, so like her vote is known to the other players. So you kind of know which side she's on or which way she's going. She can't lie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
So
we have another.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, but I think she kind of made her position very clear beforehand too. I mean, she doesn't have a poker face.
Well, that's why I said
which is shocking because she's won, professional poker several times.
Well, when she had the choice, I said you should probably be better off taking the team advantage. But I forgot, there'll be an emerge soon, so that won't help unless it was a reward challenge. Because she screwed up the vote. She just threw it away.
All right.
It's like it's almost like somebody going home with the idol.
Or two.
Because it could be, it could save you. It could be bigger than an idol, but
hey, like Zeke said, do you want to go home swinging for the fences or not making the move at all? I guess she swung for the fences.
We have
another email from Kelly, who is one of our newest patrons. Yay! Thank you. Kelly says, hello, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. I was spoiled on last week's Survivor episode a little bit since I watched it a few days late, so I wasn't too shocked at the Tribal Council. It was rough to watch. And although it was sad that Varner would stoop so low, I have to say that I was so happy that the rest of the tribe stood up for Zeke. Yay for humanity after all. What I was surprised about and am surprised about every week is how Sierra's nails look so good. I often notice dumb things like this, and it drives my husband crazy by mentioning them because he usually says, great, that's all on Lotus now. Anyway, if you're looking for a break from the heaviness of egregious outings of transgender people or Debbie's uncomfortable-to-watch breakdowns, check out Sierra's perfectly manicured blue nails. They've looked the same since episode one of this season. Thanks for the show, Kelly. Okay, so Mandy actually also sent me a was it Mandy? Somebody on Twitter, maybe? I don't know. Somebody said today also, I saw, like, how do her nails look so good? And, you know, Kelly, you're so right. Like, I don't understand it. I don't go on deserted islands, and my nails, I got my nails done the day before my sister-in-law's wedding, and on the day of the wedding, they were already chipped, so.
Isn't there something you can put over it now that protects them? I mean,
maybe she got the shellac or whatever it's called, but
even then, you're out there, your challenges, your
maybe that
things.
Was her comfort item, like nail polish or shellac or something.
Hmm.
But, like, seriously, you guys.
I've never noticed, but now I'm going to have to look.
You are. Oh, you know, at Pure Bar today, also, one of the teachers was like, I have a woman I talked to there. Her name is Tammy. And this teacher walks by. I was like, Tammy, your nails look so good. And then the whole class, all I could look at was Tammy's nails. And I swear to God. So this is very topical email for me today.
Can we come?
For my life.
I said 30 years ago to my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, women only get their nails done to impress other women.
That's not true. My nails done so I don't bite them.
Guys don't care.
No, I get my nails done so I don't bite them because my husband does care. So take that.
It is true. I hate that she bites her nails. It's gross.
Well, I'm just saying, but my wife would come back and say, you'd notice if they were all messed up. I go, yeah.
Anxiety problems.
But, you know, if the nails are, you know, pink, blue, white, I don't know.
That's really sexist to assume all women do something a certain way, Jack.
I'm sticking to it. I don't care. That's how we talk.
You need
back
to be, I hear that take. Fox News has a couple host openings. If you mind.
I'll take it. I can do the job.
There's a lot of money that comes with that.
It's
so
true.
I guess we're okay.
All right. Thank you for our feedback. Any other things that came in last minute, Colleen?
No calls.
Oh, right. I don't check the calls.
There is no call, so that means it's time to tally the votes.
It's almost midnight.
Our preseason picks. First up, Haley. Colleen, you said merge top five. Nope. Mm-mm. Jack, you said final three. Nope. Jay, I said final three. Nope.
I thought I said final three.
So that didn't work out.
But he goes three.
And then Ozzy, I said pre-merge. Nope. Colleen said pre-merge. Nope. And Jack, you said pre-merge. Nope.
Wow.
And for who we thought was going home, we did not know it was going to be a two-hour episode containing two outs. But we'll let the group decide here. Colleen and I said Debbie. That didn't happen. But Jack did say Ozzy.
I think I should get a point, yeah.
I would agree. Let's give Jack a point.
Because Debbie wasn't even close to going home because she had two votes.
Yeah, plus he's bald, so give him the point. Yeah.
So with that point, Jack makes it tied for everybody five tallies each.
Oh, take the point away. I don't want to be tied.
Man,
you hate Ty that much, Colleen. So,
I do.
That's so mean.
I was thinking about how to make a joke. I'm glad that you found one.
Because Ty has no hair.
So we also have our first winner's pick loss of the season. Colleen, you had Haley winning it all for some reason. Even though Culpepper has been your winner's pick since the season, before the season even started, you picked Haley for this show.
I did because I just wanted some insurance. Like, it was kind of ridiculous to really pick Culpepper, but like after this edit, I mean, I'm all on board.
The first amount of points you get is 15 points. You have lost that chance. Now you have a chance to get 5 points if this pick goes all the way to the end. So who is going to be your pick? Now, just so you know, your backup pick at the time, you're not held to this, was Sarah. But
no, I'm going full Culpepper.
Full Culpepper, okay.
Guess who's going home next week?
No, right? Because especially because Ty wants to align with him, and he's like the kiss of death.
Jack, you still have Ty in the game, and I have Sierra still. So,
Sarah with her pretty nails.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay.
Wait. We got to pick who's going home next week.
Oh, you're right. Look at me. I got lost in the thought. All right. So, episode 8. Colleen, you get to pick first. You there, Colleen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your pick?
It's gonna be Zeke or Andrea. I feel like we're getting set up for a showdown. I'm gonna go with Zeke. I want it to be Debbie so badly. Like, I know I was like, I'm gonna pick Debbie every week until she goes home, but
I see no reason for Debbie to go home.
Exactly. Like, I think it's gonna be one or the other. Zeke or Andrea, I think we're getting set up, especially because we saw her confessional about how mad she was. And then in the next time on, I think people have more of a reason. Like, Zeke is strategic. We heard all that. So I'm going to go with
plus,
him.
Plus he had 4 votes. So
yeah,
that hurt him also.
Yeah, that does.
All right, Jack, what's your pick?
The only way Zeke doesn't go home next week is if he wins immunity. If that case, that's going to shake everything up. I don't think even Andrea would go home then. I think it'd be Brad. But I'm going to play it safe because I'm now tied.
You're tied.
Do I get 2 Debbie votes?
Now, here's the thing. Now, you've heard Zeke. He says, you know, do you want to play it safe or you want to swing for the fences to win the game, Jack?
No, I want to play it safe. Zeke. I'm going to take Zeke.
I think it should
I am calling it now though. If he wins immunity, Culpepper goes home.
But why
Culpepper? We haven't heard anything.
Can I get to my pick?
We heard nothing about Ozzy either.
Can I get to my pick?
Sorry. Nobody cares about your pick.
Wow. So they've made it a point to show Sarah like how like moved she is by the experience with Zeke. And how, you know, connected she is to him. I think she sides with Zeke and helps Zeke get rid of Andrea once and for all. So I'm saying Andrea goes home.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like that. A little
twisty roo. All right. So those are our picks. Colleen and Jack, you say Zeke. I say Andrea. And we'll see how it plays out on next week's episode. I will not be here next week.
Can I just say something on this CBS.com, the Sierra Dawn Thomas, that doesn't even look like her. The photo. Am I right?
Does that matter?
Every time I look at it, I look to see if I can see her nails, but I couldn't see her nails. So,
all right. That will do it for this week's episode. I will not be here next week. I will be away on business. So I don't know if Colleen's going to get somebody to sub in for me or it'll just be Jack and Colleen. But either way, the podcast will go on next week.
Everybody tweet at Shut Up Tim that he needs to fill in for Jay next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Tim in a while.
That'll definitely happen.
Everybody do that. Or I would say, I don't know, we'll get a guest host. Or maybe it'll just be you and me, Jack, and we'll just have hours of fun.
There we go.
Without
no fun, Jay.
Some of my most fun podcasts with Jack, all of my most fun podcasts with Jack have actually not involved Jay. I would say the one that we did with Shandy that was like 2 hours long last year or two seasons ago.
I said Jay's going to be ticked.
I know you did. How much fun was that? That was so much fun. And then there was, lots of fun.
Well,
all the fun.
Daddy will not be home next week, so the children will run amok. I'm sure it'll be a great time.
Your child, who is not going to go to bed for me after the show is over. So we might start at like 11 o'clock at night. But yeah, everybody needs to guest star.
Anyways, check out all of our other podcasts. We've got a lot going on right now, either on janejack.com, and also you can check out janejack.com/iTunes, take it to our iTunes page. But they're all out there, especially our new shows, Owner and Brew's Barbecue, Fargo with Jeremiah and Mike, and the return of Leftovers with Jay, Jack, and Mike. And then, all, of course, our stable of shows like Married Man, The Broadcast, and
Survivor.
Survivor with the one you're listening to right now.
It's almost like when I'm watching TBS.
Yeah.
And I'm watching The Detour, I download the app, and they always advertise The Detour. But I'm watching it.
If you use Amazon, there's a great way to help out our Jane Jack production crew. Just go to janejack.com/Amazon. It'll look like the normal Amazon page, but anything you buy, a small percentage of that sale goes to the Jay and Jack Network. So if you use Amazon, use the link janejack.com/Amazon. Save it on your bookmarks and use it today. All right, guys, that is it for this week's show.
Do you have three patrons you want to thank?
Attack of Tokyo, Mod the Millennial, and Eckhart Richter.
There you go.
And we will. I won't see you next week, but Jack and Colleen will. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.